This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. And if you'd like to call his office, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's his office in Springfield, Missouri. If you'd like to make an appointment in person, on the telephone, or via electronic video communications. That's 417-351-5221. That's Dr. Shealy's office number. The number to call in today is not that number. Our number right here at Genesis Communications Network is 866-582-9933. Dr. Shealy, before Amit comes on, and then David, did you have any comments about what I said with Arjun regarding firearms?
No. Obviously, common sense has to be followed.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Patiently waiting, Amit in Massachusetts. Welcome.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning, Dr. Shealy. Thank you both for taking my call. Today my call is about a topic different than a medical or health topic. It's about farming because Vincent is a farmer, and I wanted to introduce certain concepts from an epic of the Hindus. I am a Hindu or really a Sanatan Dharma. So Mahabharata is the name of that epic, and it is not a scripture, but almost at the level of a scripture in many ways. So just a few thoughts about that epic, that it is really massive. Massive in the sense that its PDF version, having Sanskrit and Hindi text, is available free on the internet, and it easily goes into more than 10,000 pages. It could be 13,000, 15,000, I have not counted. And there's a saying that if anything related to human existence or transaction or phenomenon is not in that epic, it's nowhere else. And then there's the concept of those who are experts in so-called forbidden archaeology. They say that even it's based on a war that happened about 6,000 years ago. And those forbidden archaeology experts say that there's evidence of nuclear weapons being used in that region, that is northwestern part of India. And coming to farming, I'm reminded of what my colleague in my graduate school part one said. He was from Korea. So he had not a very good control over the English language. So he spoke in a very pithy manner, using short sentences. So he said, used to say that agriculture is the only vocation in the world which has culture as part of the word. So that's why agriculture needed special respect or special handling, so to speak. So now coming to the thoughts of importance of farming in that epic, and it is that is in the part of the story, an adept who was capable of visiting all of the worlds, the netherworld, this world, and heavens at will. He comes to the king who was trying to run his kingdom, and he inquires about the state of the union, so to speak, by asking several questions to ascertain how well the kingdom was being run. So his first question was, are the farmers of your kingdom satisfied and content? Second question, are the grains and seeds stored so as to being prevented from getting spoiled? The third was, does farming perilously rely on rainwater alone? Have you got large reservoirs, well distributed, built to store water for irrigation and drinking? And are you sure you are not charging more than 1% interest on loan, if any, issued to a farmer? So this was about 6,000 years ago. And if I can speak to such extent, I think this republic is failing on all of those four questions already, and badly as well. So that was the reason of my call. Of course, the questions also go into how is the armed forces being handled? That is, are they being fed well and ahead of a battle? Do you pay the salary in advance of the battle? And how do you take care of the survivors, like children and wife and spouse, so on, if someone is martyred in a battle, so on and so forth? So that was the essence of my call. And about Arjun?
May I just...
please go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. I just wanted to repeat those questions, if you don't mind. So your questions that the adept asks the king are, number one, are your farmers of your kingdom satisfied and content?
Yes.
The second question, are the grains and seeds prevented from being spoiled? Are they safe from being spoiled?
Yes.
The third question is, does farming perilously rely on rainwater alone? Have you got large reservoirs built to store water for both irrigation and drinking?
Yes.
And the fourth question was, are you sure you're not charging more than 1% interest on a loan, if any, granted to a farmer?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
And I think that was absolutely brilliant. There's no question about it. And we have failed on all four counts. No question. Farmers are not satisfied.
We have failed badly on all four counts.
The farmers are not satisfied. They are not content. Farmers are the ones who see what's going to happen first. We really, in many cases, we really see it first. And that's what makes USA Prepares different. Our faculty, Dr. Sheely, and the rest of the faculty, we're all farmers. We're all farmers to some extent. Some gardening, but most of us, I guess I should say, are farmers. And so we see what's happening in the world. We see the climate. We see the price of commodities. We see the price of inputs. We see the middlemen stealing from the farmers. We see it all. And the seeds... Right now, the seeds are not safe from being spoiled. As a matter of fact, most farmers, including the Amish, don't save their seeds. They buy new ones from the seed companies every year. And if something goes wrong, humanity is really going to pay a serious, serious penalty. I'm talking about perishing. And... does farming rely on rainwater alone? You look at California, you look at the Colorado River, you look at the aquifers in the central part of this country that have been depleted, and we are raising produce in the desert. We, people from the East Coast who wanted clean air because they have respiratory conditions, moved to Arizona. First thing they did was plant lawns and humidified the air. So they destroyed the environment they were running to. Dr. Sheely, have I made any of this up?
No, and the price of fresh vegetables in the grocery stores has doubled.
And all the same time that the current administration is telling us that inflation is around 8%, 8.3%. Absolute hogwash. Absolute hogwash. And I don't know when the seniors are going to revolt, but they call them pensioners in Europe. And those are people who are living on the equivalent of a pension. And they are being decimated because they can't afford, while their pension goes up, you know, $15 a month, the costs are going up multiples of that. They're losing ground. And at some point, someone's going to snap. I mean, people have already snapped. And in the news, you learn that Steve Forbes, I met Steve Forbes. I met him in the 1980s. I respect him. He said that, you know, we're maybe not in a recession yet. Yes, we are. We're in a recession right now. As a matter of fact, it's not just a recession. We are in a recession-depression. There's no question. I think Steve Forbes and I have an equivalent amount of education in finance and economics. I believe he has a master's degree. And my education and experience and reading and research tells me unequivocally we are in a depression. So that's my take on it. And people are dancing all around it. And why was it called a depression in 1929? Because before it was renamed by the president as a depression, people called it a panic. It was the panic of 1929. And that sounded pretty scary. It was a panic. People were jumping out of windows, literally, because they lost everything. Well, it was renamed a depression. And people were a little depressed. Depressed, they lost everything. Many. And there was no recovering from it in sight. People traveled to California in hopes of a better way of life. That's what happened. There was a migration to California, looking for jobs. Pretty serious stuff. Amit, any further comments? What you said was absolutely brilliant, and I agree with it.
I just want to say two comments about Arjun's questions. Of course, I did not hear it right from the beginning, but I'm in Massachusetts, and he's in West Virginia, so I don't know West Virginia firearm licensing environment, but even if none is required, I think it's very wise to get trained in a firing range about firearm handling safety. And the second is that one must become aware of the legal doctrine called Castle Doctrine in one state. So there is even the intruder has certain rights, so an owner must be aware of what the intruder's rights are, apart from his or her own. So that's all I have to say.
One quick comment. So the way I was taught here in Missouri during concealed carry training, in Missouri, in order to have a concealed carry permit, several things have to happen. One, you have to go to class, in classroom class, to learn about the law and to learn about safety. Two, you have to go to a range and you have to put a specific percentage of the rounds on the target. It's a man-sized chest cavity target. And you have to get a specific percentage in there. And your sheriff has to do a background check. That's all required.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and we've got three lines tied up with instructors who are with us. And just one thing, Amit, I just want to say this, that
yes.
if a person shoots someone else, you should probably call the sheriff and let them know that you are the victim. Don't let them try to figure it out when they show up, because they're going to have guns in their hands, okay, when there's been a shooting. They're going to be at a heightened sense of alarm. So you need to call the sheriff and say your name, that you are, if you are the victim, you say that you are the victim and you had to discharge your firearm and take that life or shoot that person because your life was threatened. And when you get here, I'm the guy in the red shirt and the blue jeans, or I'm the guy in the white shirt and the blue jeans. Or, okay, you need to make sure that it's really clear that they know who you are by sight, so you don't get shot, and be prepared to be arrested, okay? So be prepared to be arrested and spend the rest of the day or more, you know, debriefing and being interrogated. That's what's going to happen in most cases. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
Lies.
Okay. Amit, thank you so much. I've got David and then Kathy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. David in Illinois, welcome. Thank you for bearing with us and staying so long on hold.
Oh, that's fine. How you doing?
David, you want to teach a class on firearms and shooting?
Yeah, sure, because there's a lot more needs to be, you know, and at least you brought up about the snap caps. They're important.
Okay. All right, so you and I can talk off air. We'll find a time and that works for you, and we have an opening and schedule whenever we have one. And let's do that. Let's talk about firearms and some of the things that we need to know. You are a Marine. Okay, you have a medical question for Dr. Shealy.
Yes, doc time. Now I brought up about the diabetes levels and where they put on my wife on metformin. And you brought up another medication, a supplement to take. And I found the name of the one that she was recommending was called Moringa. But the one that you suggest, is it better than Moringa? And the other question I have about this, her levels are fluctuate between 6 and 7. Would there be any bad side effects as a causing issue if it's too – would either one of those cause it to go too low and cause a concern?
Well – we are only unique individuals, and so everything affects everything to some extent. In general, Moringa will not overlower the blood sugar. All the drugs do, metformin to insulin, they lower blood sugar and cause more problems. I don't believe that I would take insulin personally.
I accidentally stumbled across, I believe, why they're prescribing metformin to the extent that they are. Apparently, all around in countries are throwing it at this whole pandemic situation. But the problem is they're not giving no research out to medical people that are trying to teach about why they're using it and why they're throwing it at everybody, which is kind of concerning, too, to have no research, even not even offering to give any research information about it. So why?
I don't call it the pharmaco mafia for nothing.
Yeah. The other question I had. Oh, sorry.
Let me just ask this one quick question, dude. Dr. Shealy, did I hear you say that you would not take insulin?
Probably not.
Okay. Wouldn't some people die without insulin?
Yes. But okay. I'm a no-drug person.
Okay. Is there a way to not need insulin? Is there something that most people could do so that they wouldn't need insulin and still have some vitality?
Well, avoid carbohydrates, avoid carbohydrates, avoid carbohydrates, and use natural products.
All right, we'll be right back with David and then Kathy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans in Texas formally rejected President Biden's election in 2020 and called it illegitimate. Thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed over the Juneteenth holiday weekend. Roughly 19,000 flights have been canceled or delayed since Thursday. An unpermitted music event to celebrate Juneteenth in Washington, D.C., ends in the death of a 15-year-old boy. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti provides an update on the shooting.
The officer, I just talked to the officer. I'll be headed to the hospital shortly. He received a gunshot wound to the lower extremity, but it appears that he's going to be okay. The other two individuals that were shot have gunshot wounds. I'm not exactly sure where those injuries are, but it appears they're in stable condition. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the juvenile, it appears he's 15 years of age.
USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The U.S. federal government has printed $5 trillion coming out of COVID. What this did is make your $1 last year worth 91 cents this year. The United States may not be in an official recession yet, according to the federal government, but the nation is in a recession, and it's too late to turn back now. So says financial guru Steve Forbes on Newsmax.
Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve believes that the only way to control inflation is by crushing demand, i.e., creating more unemployment. When they talk about a soft landing or trying to slow the economy down, that means making people poor. There is a better way. The Fed has done it in the past, and that is stabilize the value of the dollar. But instead, they're going to punish the American economy. We may not be in an official recession yet, but millions, tens of millions of American families feel we're in a recession because prices are going up higher than their incomes, and their savings are being drawn down at a rapid pace.
Yeah,
we're in a big mess, and we're going to be already over the cliff on the economy.
Colombia is bracing for a radical change in economic and political direction after electing a former guerrilla to the presidency on a platform of changing the country's economy. 62-year-old Gustavo Petro defeated his opponent in Sunday's runoff vote, giving him a chance at starting a program that includes plans to tax big landowners, halt awarding oil exploration licenses, and revive ties with socialist Venezuela. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, so avoid carbohydrates. If you're diabetic, I believe that's what I heard Dr. Shuley say. David, back to you.
The question she has a patch that was done through her heart when she was in the Air Force as a kid. Now it's starting to act up, weak a little bit. So they want her to go on blood thinners. Now, as a preventative, is there any alternative or a better thing as a preventative to go to those extremes?
I like beta kinase. Natokinase, NATTOKINASE.
other quick question. Now, would the supplements that you brought up before to for the diabetic issue, like I said, her levels will fluctuate between 6 and 7. I'm not sure about that if it's high or not. Would that work better than moringa?
Oh, yes, in general. Gymnema is at the top of my list as an herb to treat diabetes. But there are several others as well.
Okay. I just wanted to try to see it, because she already ordered, a while ago, she already ordered the moringa, but it's not something that she started yet, so we could try. We could do the other one. I just wanted to double check about which one would be preferred to take on, in that situation. So she's pretty much already cut out sugar out of her diet, and she's done that not all at one time. She's done it through a length of time, and so she's already done that. So better to do that stuff. Go ahead.
What is moringa good for, Dr. Shuley? I've got a plant growing outside. I've started them from seeds, and they die, and I think I finally figured out how to grow them. What you talked about eating the leaves, what are the benefits of moringa?
Well, it's a good vegetable-type protein, similar to the best of the leafy veggies. Kale, and et cetera. It's good vegetable protein.
Okay, so I could cut the leaves and put it into a salad.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, David, back to you.
That's pretty much it. You sound like you're backed up, but I'll tell you one quick thing real quick. You brought up about your plants and stuff. I just seen, this happened a few months ago in Europe. Tomatoes were over 6 euro. That was at the time like $6.50 a tomato. So, boy, just think if that happens here.
Well, I got some information from Gwen that she's going to flesh that out on Wednesday. What's happening in Australia? It is really serious. Price hikes, availability. It's really, really bad there. So she'll flesh that out on Wednesday. But Dave, thank you, and we'll talk privately about when we can get you on the air to teach.
Later.
Handling firearms. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, that was David. Kathy, welcome.
Hi, Vince and Dr. Shealy. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm enjoying my garden, and it's doing well this year. So I wanted to make a comment, Vince, about you talked about seeds and not being able to get them. And it got me to thinking, first of all, if you can still buy seeds, I would buy the heirloom or seeds, any seeds really, if you could get them, and I would save them. But one thing that I have done is I compost a lot of my produce, like your tomatoes, skins, and, your cucumbers and your melons and all that. I compost things I can't use, and I mix them in with my soil when I plant, but sometimes I have just done like a top dressing around them or mixed in the first couple inches, and you will get plants from there. I've already got tomatoes coming up around some of my plants. I've got melons. I've got cucumbers coming up. So that's an option if you can't get seeds right now or in the future. Just rototill your compost in with a bed, and as long as it's not super deep, some of those seeds will germinate. So that's just an idea, and that's actually happened to me for years. You'll get dill, and you'll get other things that come up. And try to grow perennial plants if you can. Strawberries, asparagus, have fruit trees. Perennial herbs, raspberries, blackberries. I made a comment. I think you and I talked, Vince. I've probably picked 30, now over about 32 quarts from my patch of strawberries right now. And we're using them and freezing them and making jam and that. But if prices are going to go this high, I would say grow, buy, store, can, dehydrate, do everything you can right now.
Dr. Shealy has been an advocate of growing your own food for as long as I've known him, and he does, and we do, and you do, and you know we've been harping on this for a long time now, and I think people have figured out that we weren't kidding. We have now arrived at a place and a point in time where food is getting harder to get. I'm hearing that the produce doesn't look as good. And what I'm seeing with the drought in the west, in the southwest, and what I'm seeing with the Colorado River, and what I'm seeing right here on our farm and the farms around us, with the sun and this brutal searing heat, the plants can't take it. The trees are doing just fine because we had torrential rain after torrential rain, so plenty of moisture that the trees were able to absorb. But the grass, different story. It's out there and you know, unprotected, and it is having a really tough time. And our garden, if we don't water it twice a day, we'll lose it. We'll absolutely lose it. So mulch, straw, water, water, water. And it's going to be tough. Class, you need to start a garden. And it's going to be really hard because Kathy's garden's growing really well in Ohio. Ours is... It's taken a lot of nurture to get it to the point where it's surviving. Some of the plants look dwarfed. Some of the plants have had heat stress, and you know we've barely been able to keep them alive. And it's not like we're learning how to garden. We've been gardening for a very long time. And the soil, it's not like it's a new garden with new soil and new everything. It's the same garden. And we put the compost in it, we put the peat moss in it, we put the ash in it. It's rototilled, the soil is fine, it's perfect. But the sun's too hot. And that's what we're seeing. Kathy, have you heard any stories like that? Or is it just around here, where I am?
No, Vince, I've heard it. And one of the things, Vince, and you probably have this, but I bought a couple shade cloths last year. Now, today the weather's not going to be too hot, but we're supposed to get up near 100 tomorrow and toward the end of the week. So I bought a shade cloth and I have a bunch of sheets. And I think what I'm going to do is some of the sheets, I'm just going to stitch them together so I get one long piece so I can just tie them down or anchor them with clothespins or clips or something on like the tomato cage just to protect them from the heat. But you're right, Vince, when you and I don't even know that my garden will produce. I did really well with my tomatoes last year, and then we had a real odd weather issue, and I did lose towards the end of the season. I lost a lot of the blossoms. I think it was just too hot and the blossom dropped off, and maybe I just couldn't water them enough or it was just too hot. But it looks good for now, but that's no guarantee.
Yeah, we planted carrots. We planted carrots in a bucket, you know, a large bucket. No carrots. Radishes seem to be doing all right. Water them twice a day, but the carrots, nope. So at the end of the season, which is coming up really soon, you'll probably find that the stores are going to be blowing out seeds at half price or maybe 75% off. And that's the time to get them. And if you can, make sure you get heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds where you can save the seeds, and you'll never have to buy them again if you learn how to save seeds. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts?
Right on.
Dr. Shealy, are you seeing, as a visionary, as a person who can look into the future as to where we're going based on your experiences and historical information, do you see the problem with food shortages that we're talking about? Do you see them as well?
Absolutely. You know, it's part of the evil empire.
Mm-hmm. They want to starve us.
It's not unplanned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kathy, do you have any medical questions for Dr. Shealy?
Not really. Well, I do have one, Vince. I wanted to ask Dr. Shealy about spider veins. I do have some on my legs. Is there anything that you can do to reduce them?
How diffuse are they?
Not bad. They're just the spider veins. They're under the skin.
I would suggest a wrapping in castor oil overnight.
Okay.
It can't hurt. And,
okay.
You know, cloth soaked in castor oil, a little plastic on top of it, and sleep it all night.
Okay. I love castor oil, too. I do use it. I even do the castor oil packs.
Okay.
And I use them on my eyes. Yep.
Kathy, Jackie Kennedy had spider veins, as it's been reported. And she didn't like the idea of having them. And so what she did was she minimized the amount of time she was on her feet, and she minimized the time that she spent walking. Dr. Shealy, does that make any sense?
Not totally, because you need to increase circulation at all levels, in my opinion. And inactivity is not a way of increasing circulation.
Yeah, there you go. So I take it, Kathy, we have never met, but I take it that you are really active, really active. And you spend a lot of time.
my kids can't keep up with me, so they ask
well,
I'm active, and I'm on my feet, you know, so.
I was thinking that the term that you might hear throughout the day is, can you slow down a little bit, please? is that right? Am
yeah,
I imagining
right
that correctly?
Yep.
Yeah.
Vince, you know, we were talking about seeds, and Walmart,
yeah.
I guess, has sent theirs back. But I have seen them at Menards.
Okay. So I know Menards in the past has had blowouts, and they've sold them very inexpensively at the end of the season. Okay, so you can check on that. Kathy, did you want to stay with us?
Yeah, I can, Ben.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just wanted to mention something that I read in the news, and this is how you can lie with numbers. Literally. So Daily Mail says Kamala Harris, also known as the vice president, visits Dulles Airport as the latest shipment of baby formula, enough for 200,000 bottles, arrives from the UK. American parents continue desperate hunt for food to feed their babies. Goes on to say that Kamala Harris greeted a new shipment of baby formula from Dulles Airport Friday. And so the shipment is for 14,000 pounds of this infant formula from London. Let me just tell you what this really means. 200,000 bottles. Now, you know, you take this powder, you add water to it, and you make baby formula, right? Well, these are 8-ounce bottles that you ultimately make. So how much is this airplane cargo load of 200,000 bottles? 14,000 pounds. If the canisters are 2 pounds each, and because they range in different sizes, but let's say 2 pounds each, that would be 7,000 cans. That's enough for 7,000 mothers. Once. So 200,000 sounds like a really big number, but the real number is somewhere around 7,000 cans. And one mother would get one can. Once. So that is misleading, to say the least. Now, who is doing the misleading? That would be the U.S. government. So it's... The baby formula is still in short supply. Dr. Shuley, any comments?
Well, be prepared.
Right. And mothers, you should have never been in this position. Never. And Dr. Shuley, what do we do? Powdered milk? Goat's milk? Evaporated milk? What would you say would
be...
Well,
goat's milk could be at the top of my list, but... Powdered milk is not bad. It's not as good, but goat's milk is excellent.
Okay, so someone who is desperate, do they go to powdered milk?
Yes.
Kathy, are you seeing outages of necessities as well?
Yes, I am, Vince. I check when I go to the store. I check the aisle. If I go down the baby aisle, and it's very low. And Dr. Shealy's right. Be prepared.
I had my children in the days where they told you that breastfeeding wasn't as good. And I was pretty much on my own. I didn't have any friends that breastfed. So I learned it on my own. And a lot of women give up because they don't understand. It's like a supply and demand. You have to drink enough water. Every time you nurse, you should be sitting there with another glass of water. You should eat more. And, you know, they don't understand that sometimes you just need to, like, work with the cycle with the baby. Now, yes, there are mothers that can't. But it took me a little while, and I had a preemie. My first one was a preemie, so it was a little more complicated. But if you can't nurse, you know, then, like Dr. Shealy said, do the goat's milk or the powdered milk. I know there's some things online that people are saying, so you might want to do research on that, too. But, you know, Vince, they announced that there was going to be a problem. And at that point, I would say, go out and get as much as you think you're going to need for the next year. Olive oil was a classic example. I heard that olive oil was going to go sky high, and I think I bought 6 half-gallons when I saw it because I knew that as long as the dates were, and the dates are pretty good, so I could use it. But now one of those containers that I bought for, I think it was $11, is over $30 now. So it's being prepared and trying to do what you can. I feel sorry for the mothers that are in this position.
Kathy, let me ask you a loaded question, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Do you think that the 8.3% inflation number is realistic? I don't. I think
No. It's
either like double or triple. In the items that you need. If you don't need it, the prices haven't gone up all that much. You know, maybe only 30, 40, 50%.
Vince, I would say on average, it's probably 25%. Because when you look at groceries, there's some things that are pretty close to what they were. But now it's happening more rapidly. You know, before it was, oh, this jumped a dollar, this jumped 50 cents. Now when I go, I'm seeing things jump 25, 30%. And sometimes it's week by week.
One final comment. Dr. Shealy, children who have decided to transition by changing gender, by literally taking puberty blockers, etc., some of them are finding out that they made a mistake. Dr. Shealy, any comments about trying to change your sex?
It's a mistake, period.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Absolutely. Kathy, thank you so much for calling in. Dr. Shealy,
You're
thank
welcome.
You for your wealth of wisdom and being with us for so many classes. Dr. Shealy, normshealy.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.